This recording, Virginia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Lynchburg, Virginia, which is a large community. That's where the hospital was. I was actually lived in Hurt, Virginia, most of my life. I went to Gretna Senior High School in Gretna, Virginia. It was a county high school where we were bused an hour each way, each day, to the county high school. And then I went to Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University in Blacksburg, Virginia, which is one of the state university colleges. It's mostly a technical school. Their strong points are the sciences and engineering. And then I also got a Bachelor of Science degree in business management. And then from there I moved to, and that was in Blacksburg, Virginia, and I lived there about 4.5 years. And then from there I moved to Annapolis, Maryland, and I was a store manager in the retail industry in Annapolis, Maryland, and I lived there for about 3 years. And then I moved to Lawrence, Kansas, and I've been here since 1995. I have a mother, father, two sisters. I lived for a short time in town, if you want to call it. Hurt has a population of 1,500, if you want to call that a town. I lived there until I was about 7 or 8 years old. And then we moved to a farm just one block right outside the city limits of the town of Hurt, which is in Pennsylvania County. So I lived on a farm until I was about 17. So I lived on the farm for about 10, 12 years. Both my father and mother were college educated. All my grandparents were college educated. My grandfather, like I was telling in the class, was the country doctor. And he did have a hospital in town for a while. So he ran sort of the city hospital in Alta Vista, Virginia, which is another small community nearby that has a population of about 8,000. So he ran that sort of a city hospital and was the city county coroner for a while. So he gave birth to a lot of the people in the community. So he was real well-liked in the community. I was real active in high school. We didn't have... My husband went to a real big city school, and they had all these sports and all these things. We had some sports, but not, we didn't have a real track or anything like that. Our football stadium got condemned. So it's sort of a small, not one of the more, it's actually the next to lowest county in Virginia in terms of wealth that's spent on education for its students. But we had really good teachers that really cared about us, so we were really fortunate in that respect.